Rock 1110 and 99.3 WBT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Oh, the green-eyed patriot is up in the half. That is right. Blood is hot, boiling over. So glad to be up in here and so glad that you are there listening. And please listen the whole time, because this is one of the very few times I'm going to tell you that that you may learn something that you didn't know already from a show that I do. Most of the time it's just, you know, my being, entertaining, so to speak. You know, Rush Limbaugh used to always laugh because people would say he's just an entertainer. Whenever he was making a really big point and it was taking off nationwide, all of the liberals would say, he's an entertainer. Yeah, we're going to listen to this entertainer. And then when he would say something they thought they could run with and turn to be negative, then he was the Republicans' number one spokesperson, the titular head of the Republican Party is what they would call him. So this is one of the few times where I'm not just an entertainer. And I will go ahead and tell you that it is not going to be pretty, what I have to say. Because I was thinking about this last night after the show, you know, the abbreviated version of the show last night. And I was sitting there after it was over, and I was just staring across my desk and reflecting on exactly where we are as a country now. And the fact that our community is the number one topic in America right now, nay, the world, probably, because of, you know, what happened here. Of course, I'm talking about the brutal, savage murder of Irina Zaratuska, allegedly committed a murder by DeCarlos Brown Jr., a creature who was on the streets and should not have been, a vile, savage creature. So reflecting that, I got to tell you, I am just like everybody else. I know a lot of you think I don't really have feelings because I come in here and act so silly and I troll, as the kids say, aggravating people and getting a rise out of them and everything. But I don't mind telling you, there have been many, many times today and since this happened. You know, we've been talking about this in Charlotte for over 2 weeks now, but the country picked up on it this week. But especially since this video has been released of how it all went down, I have found myself tearing up, thinking about what must have been going through this young, innocent person's mind. And then, you know, the first video that we saw was, you know, it was his rearing back with his knife, about to stab her, and then the video stopped. Well, now I've seen the still pictures of her looking up at him after he stabbed her, and this look on her face is just heart-wrenching. Like, she's so confused and terrified of what this beast has just done to her. And she is in the same age range as my kids. My daughter lives in Nashville. She's 25. Nashville is getting to be a horrible crime area, as well as all the other Democrat-run cities in America. My son, he lives in Mooresville, Lake Norman, up there. He has an apartment, but he lives close to where my wife and I live. He comes into Charlotte all the time with his friends, have fun, and I'm constantly telling him that's a dangerous city. Be careful, son. I wish you would find somewhere else to go. I wish you wouldn't go. I wish you wouldn't go. But, I mean, he looks at it like I live next to a big city, and my whole life this city has been great. I want to go with my friends, have fun. Nothing like that happens where I go in the city. And a lot of times people would tell me, my friends and family, oh my God, you are scared of everything. Calm down. It's okay. You know, make fun of me for being paranoid. And it's just, you know, old dad doesn't know what he's talking about, except for the fact that I live this every day. This is my hobby. Before I started talking about this stuff for a living, well, for what most people would call a living, but it's volunteer work for me since I don't get paid. Everybody else here does it for a living. I do it for a hobby. I study this stuff. I know what it's like. I know what this country has turned into. And you can say that it's because of this, it's because of that, it's because of the culture as broken down and this, that, and the other. And I get it. It's all of those things, but it all points back to Democrats. Democrats are the reason for all of these problems that we face in U.S. America today. I'll say it again. It is the Democrats' fault. If you had had a Republican in every position of power that a Democrat has held in the United States over the past 20 years, this would be a utopia. This, the greatest country on the face of the earth, is held back, and it is damaged day after day after day because of Democrats and their policies. Now, how did it all get started? Well, we know it got started with that evil, racist SOB named Lyndon Johnson. That was the main person that kicked it all off and ruined so many people's lives with his racist policies that he used to manipulate black voters. That's set, okay? So where has it gone, and what has happened over the past 20 years that has made things like the attack on the light rail in Charlotte happen? What is the main reason? We're going to get into all of that. And where the breakdown has come, like from where the breakdown has come. All right. So we'll start off just peeling back that onion. Coming up next. Don't miss it.
More of the TJ Richey Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Richey Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjrichey.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjrichey.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjrichey.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Richey on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Ramming, jamming, slamming the issues with a microphone that won't stay in position. There we go. All right. Call, text, do all your business. 704-570-1110. The text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC. All right. So we're talking about the situation everybody in America is talking about and has been for a while, and that is the murder of the innocent young woman on the light rail of in Charlotte. Now, I mentioned earlier about my kids being that same age, and then I warn my son all the time about coming into the big dangerous city to have fun and all of that stuff. And then I got a message from somebody here on the texters. Says, is his name still Boy? Yes, my son's name is Boy, B-O-Y. We still call him Boy. If I ever call him by his government name, he looks at me like I'm crazy. Like he must, something must be wrong with me. So yeah, his name is Boy. Then we got this message from Jeff. Jeff says, I'm not putting any blame on the young lady, but she definitely was not aware of her surroundings. I don't know why she felt so comfortable in her surroundings, but as a male, I would not have plopped myself right in front of that man. I always like to have my back against the wall. Yeah, I get that. But you gotta understand that this this young woman, and look, I'm sorry, I'm going to call her a girl, even though she was 23. That's just what Southern people call young women, is a girl. Like, I call my daughter a girl. She's 25. I don't mean any disrespect by it. All you feminists can just simmer down, please. You caused enough problems in this country, your damn self, so shh. Not all you ladies. I'm talking about the feminists, you know, the ones that y'all don't like either. So this girl is from Ukraine. She escaped Ukraine and a war zone and all of that stuff. So she's thinking, and we'll get more into this in a little while, but I know she got on that train thinking, I am in the greatest place in the world. I'm so safe not being in that war zone. She probably was just as happy as she could be stepping on that train and wasn't thinking about anything but how happy she is to be in America. And then she gets murdered by a creature. Allegedly. So I don't put her in the same category with a girl who had been raised in a big dangerous city in U.S. America run by Democrats that should know that everybody is dangerous. Which makes it, to me, even sadder that she was even that much more innocent in her way of going through life here. So here is one of the main contributors to these types of crimes. And you can look up the statistics and you can look up anything you want to look up that shows why crimes happen the way they do in U.S. America in 2025. But it has been a plan. It has been a nonstop assault on the American people from the Democrats. Let's just continue calling them Democrats for the moment, because the Democrat Party now, the main majority of members of the Democrat Party are Marxists. So, but we'll just call them Democrats now. The Democrats and their media and their foot soldiers in colleges and wherever else you find all of this, what we used to call liberalism, now just Marxism throughout the United States. They have made a concerted effort to indoctrinate everybody who watches the news, who listens to a politician, or who goes to a college and is taught by Marxist professors to hate white people. White people are the enemy of the world, according to these Democrats. They have preached it. They have changed policies in the United States that reflect that they are getting across a message that white people are evil. White people are attacking black people nonstop. White people are taking jobs. White people are keeping black people down. White people, white people, white people, white people, especially white men, are the biggest enemies of this country. White supremacy. Why all of a sudden did white supremacy just become people who are white who don't agree with you? White supremacy used to mean people who go around living their lives hating people of other races, and most of the time acting violently toward them. But you see, the Marxists have to control the language. And when just calling people regular racists for everything that they did wasn't cutting it. So then they have to start saying, because you don't even understand, because you say you've never done anything against a person because of the color of their skin, the reason you don't see that you've done that is white supremacy. So white people can't even understand how racist and vile they are because of the white supremacy that is born within them. That's been the message. That's what DEI is all about. That's what all these race hustlers are about. You know, the good old-fashioned race hustlers like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, oh, they are way, way behind this new crop of Marxist professors and all of these people who are, you know, the Barack Obama types. Like I was saying last night, when you think about these people, if you want to get a profile, a picture of a person you can imagine running things, it would be Barack Obama, somebody like him, some quote-unquote intellectual that has grown up with a silver spoon in his mouth and wants to manipulate people and constantly push this narrative that America is a systemically racist place, and the only way that anybody other than white people are going to have a chance is to bring white people down. That has been the message, and that's why so many people are committing crimes and thinking that it's okay because the people are white. Now, I've seen the video where it appears that the alleged assailant said as he was exiting the train, "I got that white bee." I don't know whether that's real or not. But if it's not real, then great. I'm glad. But does it say something about our society that it's believable? You see, I'm on social media all the time. And I see these videos. I see these things that are put out there of people hating somebody or hating an entire race of people, which would be white people, and justifying it because white supremacy, because white people have done this in the past and that in the past and all that. There is nobody alive today that was a slave, and there's nobody alive today that has had slaves. There's nobody alive today that has lived through segregation and mistreating people who are at their school because they're black from a group standpoint. Now, sure, you're gonna have jerks, individuals who will act this way or that way. But the Democrats and the media have promoted this as being a systemic problem. That's why they use that word, systemic. It's a systemic problem in America that has to be solved. And then you get in the head of some nut, and he thinks he's justified in stabbing some random white girl on the light rail. Maybe. Republicans and conservatives want everybody to get along, and we want everyone to be the very best they can be in this country and to achieve the utmost success that they can have. Because when society does well, we all feel it. The Democrats have ruined so many lives, and they continue to do it. The blood of so many innocent people is on the hands of Democrat, Communist, Marxist, politicians, media, and professors. And we've got more coming up. Hang on.
The DJ Richie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 at 99.3 WPT.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me, listening, being participatory on the text line, calling, whole thing. This is what has been coming for a long time, and it's been building, and it's been the handiwork of the Democrats to get as many "quote unquote marginalized peoples, mainly black people, and now brown people," as they say. You see, it's always the Democrats' playbook is to call their opponents racist. All right, well, that's one thing. That's been the old school way of dealing with it. But over the past, I don't know, 15 years or maybe 20 years, they've really, really hammered down on pumping up the Marxist aspect of that. Why? Because they're mostly a bunch of communists. Democrats who hold office and work for office holders, anybody, again, who's a professional Democrat is, in my opinion, a Marxist and shows themselves pretty much day to day in what we see in policy and everything to be Marxists. Marxists want to tear down the system. You know, you always hear the left talking about the system. Van Jones, who was once a declared Marxist before he got, you know, on TV and started working for Obama and all of that. He was a street protester Marxist. Look it up. And he always says, we need a whole new system, because he's got a lisp. A system. We got to change the whole system. Oh, and he's so softly spoken now. Oh, he's so upset because Republicans are making this a racial issue. Oh, one of the biggest race baiters of the past few years. Remember, Democrats lost a big election. I remember him sitting on CNN being all sassy like he is. And saying, we just, what did he call it? He called it a whiteout or something. We just, in other words, he was saying that the whole election was because of, you know, white people. Erasing people of color, that kind of thing. Oh, but he's so sad now. Oh, these horrible Republicans making such a big deal out of it. So we have a montage of the Marxist media. And some of this I played last night on the show, like the Brian Stelter clips that you'll probably hear on here. Something I played last night. But it's just a montage of all these Marxists in the media about how sad it is what the Republicans are doing with this story. Go ahead.
A political firestorm, how a video of a deadly stabbing in Charlotte has turned into a flashpoint as the administration pushes its crime crackdown.
People are murdered every single day, but this particular one, I'm trying to understand why has become such a flashpoint on the right.
I have to say, some of the replies to Musk, some of the comments around this story are baldly racist.
Yes. The president and his allies are using the attack to accuse Democrats of being soft on crime.
Yeah, so the president has pointed the finger at Democrats.
Members of the Trump administration also used the video to criticize Democratic-led cities.
The president blaming Democrats for Zarudka's death.
It is Trump-aligned influencers who are posting up a storm about this case on social media.
Certain people have been looking for an opportunity to find a case like this to make a point.
It all comes, of course, mm-hmm. as Trump is trying to seize control of other cities that he says are not safe.
I mean, Charlotte is a place with a very effective police department, very effective leadership. Murder is down 29%.
Charlotte police were touting a 25% reduction in violent crime.
What he really needed was inpatient mental health care, and North Carolina rates last when it comes to mental health bed availability.
What are the city managers doing to make sure they are investing in these individuals to get them to help?
If you want to be addressing the mental health issues of these folks and prevent the recidivism, you do need to be investing in mental health.
This makes me sick. It makes me sick. These people are disgusting. You hear me? They are disgusting. And you notice how magically all of these Democrat-run cities, their crime rates are down. Oh, they're down. Well, if you change the definition of crimes, well, crimes are down. You can manipulate these numbers any way you want. But when you see it with your eyes and you know that you don't feel safe to go out into the city in areas that you used to feel safe to go out into, then hello. Listen, this city is a shoddy run, terribly managed, awful city hall, city government, whatever you want to call it. You know why? Because it's run by what, Isaac? You can yell it, just yell it.
Democrats.
Silly, stupid Democrats. Sorry, Democrats. And yeah, what are we supposed to do? They're using it to promote the president's Democrat-run cities or crime-ridden. Yeah, that agenda. Okay, well, here's the thing. Guess what? Guess what, people? Here's what happened. People started noticing. Yeah, doesn't that suck? If you're a Democrat politician, doesn't it suck when people notice how you've ruined things? How you destroy everything you're in charge of? And most of the time, it's done on purpose. Most of the time, it is a plan that you've put together that you're following from Karl Marx. From Rules for Radicals, huh? You know your Bible, Rules for Radicals, Democrat politicians, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Now, next, we're gonna cover Democrats and Republican politicians saying something that is absolutely ridiculous, and if you think I don't ever call out Republican politicians on anything, I'm about to. Because that's what I was born to do. I'm about to. Sorry, musical ADD kicked in. We'll get into that coming up next. Hang on to you, sir.
It's TJ Ritchie. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
All right, we're talking about the crime problems across America in Democrat-run cities, especially our Democrat-run city of Charlotte. And it being the talk of the country right now. I was talking about how the Democrats have spent the better part of the past 20 years dividing people, dividing so they can conquer races in this country, making black people believe that all white people are racist, even the ones who are nice and have never done anything against anyone in their lives. They're still white supremacists. You know, that's part of the DEI kind of stuff. Microaggressions, they call it. This is the way the Marxist works. Microaggressions. You don't even know you're doing it. it's your subconscious. It's just bred into you. They teach it in schools a lot of times. You know, the little white kids are guilty. They don't even know. Kindergarteners, white kindergartners are guilty of white supremacy. They don't even know it. It's just born into them. Nothing they can do about it except, you know, other than accept it and bow down and take whatever insults and whatever comes at them because they deserve it. That's the mindset. So many has texted the WBT text line here, as she does every night. Remember, Minnie is the woman from Minnesota who does nothing but call me a racist and a white supremacist and all that. So she sent two messages tonight. Now, the reason I'm going to read, because I know you're thinking, why even give her the satisfaction? Why are you even reading her text? Why are you even paying attention to her? Well, this is a teachable moment for everyone. Okay, so the first text reads, racism is not only about saying racist slur publicity. I'm sorry, publicly. It's also to make sure the lower community does not enhance their life. Your stupid Republicans, we always make sure the lower race never gets a better job position, better loans, etc. All this have been put in place by Republicans, conservatives like you. Next message. TJ, can you name few black people under Trump administration who hold a big position? Trump, as racist, Republicans just want to keep lower race at certain level, but you will never admit it. So stop pretend that you are someone else. A cat will never become a dog. Peace. Okay. Now, I know for a fact that I have spoken the truth about how the Democrats are the ones responsible for the downfall of the black community. It's documented. It's historic. It's true. And she reached out at that point and called me a racist as well. Democrats work very hard to keep black people down. They work very hard to keep black people addicted to them as their leaders. There is a reason why when you have a city that is as brutally violent as Chicago is, there's a reason why when you get these politicians on TV or you get some wacko professor on TV or some journalist and you start talking about the crime rate in these major cities and use Chicago as an example, and you ask them why they are not concerned about black on black crime, which is the number one statistic in America for crime rates, black on black crime. They tell you to shut up, stop being a racist. That's not the point. That's not the case here. You see them, they're fighting every day to keep President Trump from helping them clean up the crime in their cities. Why? Because they want that chaos. They want to be able to scare black people into voting for them. They don't want big swaths of black citizens doing their very best and becoming successful and all that. You know why? Because then they don't need Democrat politicians. That's what you call being self-sufficient. Republicans want everybody to be self-sufficient and to operate within this country in a way that is of their self-interest. There's a difference in self-interest and selfishness. If one is working for his self-interest in the United States of America and he becomes successful, then it helps society in general. Politicians on the Democrat side don't want that. They never have wanted that. It's hard to make somebody jealous of what another person has if they have something. Let me repeat that. It's hard to make somebody jealous of what another person has when they have something. As long as Democrat politicians make sure that black people, brown people, gay people, whoever they choose to champion that day, as long as they can make sure that they have little to nothing, then they can anger them to react emotionally to the people who do have something, to the people who did work and achieve something. Why do you think that they promote the idea that being on time is a white supremacy thing? It's a well-known fact that if you have a job and you're on time, then it helps you in your job. So what do Democrats do? What do these stupid race-hustling professors do? They put it in people's heads that being on time is just a white thing. And you should hate people who say you should be on time because it's white supremacy. Swear to God, that's what they say. Now, does that sound like somebody that's trying to make a community better as a whole? To make more people successful? Hell no. You hear me? No. If I was trying to keep young Isaac from doing something to better himself at this radio station, I would convince him that what he does now, where he stays long sometimes and he makes sure he gets things done that may not be in his hourly time that he's allowed to be here and get paid for it. Or maybe I would tell him, you know what, showing up here on time every day to start Winterbull's show, you don't have to do that. Stop being a punk. Winterbull's just trying to keep you down. That's just some kind of crap that people like him, nerds like Winterbull, do. You think that's going to get Isaac elevated in this company, or is it going to keep him down and possibly get him fired? That's what your Democrat Party does, Winnie, Minnie, whatever your damn name is. That's what they do. And it's a proven fact. Now get on up out of here with all that. Hang on, TJ on the News is coming up next, peoples. You don't want to miss it.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. All right, I got to stop talking about race for a minute. Lonnie's in the room.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding. I kid because you're a kidder. That's why. Coming in here in his Duke jacket. I got a jacket almost just like that, but it's LSU.
All my Duke fans out there, I know y'all love me, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Lonnie's here. Young Isaac is here. It's time for TJ on the News. Lead story. Making history. Is that the first time Barbie Girl has been played on this sophisticated radio station?
Tea.
All right, good. Breaking the glass ceiling for the Barbie Girl. A man in Canada named Casper Lincoln was arrested after he was caught driving through town last weekend in a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep. He was also wearing aviator glasses, possibly for safety reasons. I don't know. He claims he was being, quote-unquote, lazy and decided to take the Jeep out for a Slurpee run. While there was a friend of his walking alongside him. He says he drove on the sidewalk mostly, but he did drive on the side of the road, too, and that's what got him in trouble. Cop pulled him over, noticed some real violations. Casper had a suspended license, and he also had a blood alcohol level above the legal limit. Oh, and he was driving a toy in traffic, so that's the main thing. So he was arrested for DUI because he was on the road and was prohibited from driving for 90 days in addition to whatever is happening with his suspended license. He was not speeding, though, no joke, because it only goes 5 miles per hour. So now, I don't think one of those things would... He may not be a portly man such as myself, even though I've lost 25 big ones with PhD weight loss. I still got, you know, a long way to go. I always say that's like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic. But I don't think even as svelte as I'm getting, I could get into one of those, you know, little battery operated Barbie Jeeps and get very far.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this as a parent right about now. Yeah, they're built a little bit different nowadays. Yeah, I can get my big self in one.
Because when my daughter was little and she had one of these Barbie Jeeps, I could ride around in it because, you know, about a 30 in the waist back then.
A buddy of mine rigged one up with a weed eater motor one time. So
wow,
yeah.
Oh. So that's Isaac. If you didn't know, Isaac's a country boy.
He broke his arm, but it was fun.
Yeah,
for like a day and a half.
I wish okay. I could try it.
I'll talk to him, see if he still got it.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's soup it all up. All right, next story.
Somebody save me from myself. Has been so long living in hell.
All right. Y'all going to be mad when this story relates to that song. I just kind of, I love that song. Oh, Jelly Roll. A nurse in Kentucky performed CPR to save a drunk raccoon. Now, you may have seen this video went virile all over the place. She was somehow close to a dumpster, and she heard some commotion in there, and she saw that there was a mama raccoon who had just had babies, and the mom she thought she was dead, scooped them out of there somehow or another, and then started performing CPR. Now, she didn't do mouth to snout, which I thought originally is what she did, and that she's just a lunatic, but she did chest compressions on it. What happened was, that raccoon had eaten some moonshine peaches, which are delicious if you never had those. You ever had that, Lonnie?
Oh, yeah.
Who's throwing away moonshine peaches?
I don't know. But the peaches are down in the jar of moonshine. They you know, it's peach-flavored moonshine usually, and then they get all soaked in it, and they're delicious. I'm trying to think. I've had watermelon rind like that before. It was good in a, you know. But be that as it may, it's not good for raccoons to eat that. And so the raccoon was just wasted. Alcohol poison, I guess. She revived it. Now, that thing could have been revived and then just jumped right on her face and ripped it off.
Yeah.
People are crazy about animals. She's not even a nurse at the vet. She's a people nurse. Having to get in a dumpster to get a raccoon out of there, a drunk raccoon.
Doesn't the Hippocratic Oath, it covers raccoons, don't it?
I don't know. Oh. Probably. Same probably does.
Dr. Doolittle, man.
Mm-hmm. Man, you get that to Xavier Leggett. He'd say, you know, it's already marinated. You know, he eats raccoons.
No disrespect, but me and Isaac are from the same place. Mm-hmm. I like raccoon, too.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
A lot of people eat it in Louisiana, where I'm from.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I've never eaten it.
It's not as good as possum, though.
But I'll tell you this, in my hometown of Winfield, Louisiana, it may be a state thing, and I don't know if it still is, but it used to be a law that if you trapped, you could trap raccoons and then sell them.
Yeah.
But you had to leave the front paw, at least one paw, on it to make sure that, because people were trying to sell cats. So you had to leave it on there to prove that it was a raccoon and not a cat. You hear me? It's a true story.
We hear you.
All right, next story.
Hakuna Matata.
Hey.
What a wonderful phrase.
All right, there's a new study that found that music can help alleviate motion sickness, which seems like great news, but you can't just listen to anything. It has to be something that's, quote, gentle and cheerful. So maybe a joyful pop song like Happy by Pharrell, Can't Stop Feeling by Justin Timberlake, Shake It Off by Tay-Tay. Or something like Hakuna Matata from The Lion King. The idea is that motion sickness often causes negative emotions and tension, which triggers symptoms like dizziness and nausea. Music can calm negative triggers, which can relieve the effects of car sickness for some people. But, I mean, my song that makes me happy may be different than, you know, what if something, you know, that's not a joyful song is what makes me happy. What's the song, Isaac, that instantly makes you happy when you hear it?
Follow Me by Uncle Cracker every time.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow me, everything is all right. Yeah.
I'll be the one to tuck you in at night.
What's yours, Lonnie?
I like Smile.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Which Smile, though? Who does that one?
What's his name? What's his name? Forgot his name.
D-Vol,
yeah.
Okay, so not Michael Bublé's version of Smile, that song, Smile. And not...
Well, I mean,
when I see you smile.
Well, you know, that's old school.
Mm-hmm. I know. You're young. I get it. All right. And finally. All right. A man in Missouri. He is 54. His name is Marvin Byrd. He was charged with first-degree murder Sunday. Also, armed criminal action, unlawful possession of a firearm, and resisting arrest. Reason is because he and his roommate went over to watch football with some people Sunday and had a little small gathering. Well, he got mad at his roommate because his roommate didn't bring any drugs. So... they stepped outside, and according to the report, Mr. Byrd fired on him and killed him, then called 911. Said it was an accident at first, but then later said it's been a long time coming.
What?
So whether it's Saturday, you're going over to watch college football with somebody, or you're getting together for NFL games on Sunday or Monday, make sure you take drugs with you. Or you're going to get shot if you're in St. Louis.
God, bro.
Yeah, football's back.
Football's back.
You can tell. All right, that's it for TJ on the News.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Identifying liberalism. And mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3. WBT.
Rocking at the speed of light. The Green-Eyed Patriot on the air everywhere. So blessed to be able to be here, honestly. I know we got a lot of problems. And I know all the problems in our society. I know for a fact in my heart that it's the fault of the Democrats and a lot of Republicans who have just been weak. Too many Republicans have stood back over the years and allowed the Democrats to position us being conservatives and white conservatives especially, they've allowed them to position them and us as awful, selfish, and racist. Because you see, the weak Republican politician felt for so many years that if they speak up, if they say, hey, no, we're not like that or whatever, and then they get called a racist, then, oh, the career's over. What are we going to do? Because it used to be that the smart bomb that Democrats would throw at Republicans is to call them a racist. That just levels everything. Whenever Republicans or white Republicans are making a point about something and they're factual and they're telling the truth or whatever, then somebody on the left would come along, you're just being a racist and whatever. Boom, that's it. You don't have to argue any facts after that once you accuse somebody of being a racist. And then you know the trick they've always done where they'll say, the more you try to explain and prove that you're not a racist, then the more you sound racist. No matter how true what you're saying is. And so too many weak Republicans have allowed it to get to where it is, where the Democrats have convinced so many people that white people are evil. White people can't help how evil they are. It's born in them. And then what have they done while cowering our leaders over in the corner? They've taken the country and turned it into something that is unrecognizable. And again, it's by design. There's one more thing I want to point out about this this horrific murder in our city of Charlotte. Just want to go over this article that is, I mean, along with being able to see the pictures and all of the terror on this young woman's face as she's realizing that she's just been attacked by a creature who was sitting behind her, allegedly. It's so sad. It's heart-wrenching. And that's heart-wrenching seems like a cliche to talk about, to use here. She scrunches back in the seat and her legs are pulled up into the seat. She's holding her neck where he's just gouged her with his knife. Blood's everywhere. She's holding her. She's looking up at him like, why? Why? I didn't do anything to you. In those moments before that happened, she steps on that train. She's happy. She just got off her shift working at a pizza place. She's in America. Then I see this story earlier today. More personal details are being shared about the woman who was stabbed to death in an apparently random attack on a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina. The woman's death was captured in graphic video from surveillance cameras inside the train. The footage helped authorities track down the suspect. Authorities identified the victim of the deadly stabbing as Irina Zaratuska. I don't know why I'm having trouble with that. Family members of the 23-year-old woman told U.S. Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina, Russ Ferguson, and FBI agent James Barnacle Jr., ahead of a Tuesday afternoon media briefing, that she chose to come to Charlotte to escape from war-torn Ukraine, where she lived in a bomb shelter. Right, we knew that. While living in the Charlotte area, Ferguson said the college graduate worked at a pizza restaurant, took care of animals, helped at a senior center, and rode that same train often. Quote, the first day she was allowed to work, she got a work permit here. She got a job the very first day, Ferguson described. According to Barnacle, the Ukrainian embassy offered to help bring Zaratuska's body back to the European country, but her mother and uncle said she will remain in the U.S., quote, she loved America. We're going to bury her here, the family told Barnacle. The Justice Department announced on Tuesday that the suspect is stabbing and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Rest of it is about him, not important. But you see, this young, vibrant soul was so thankful to be here in this country. She was so happy to be out of her war zone that she lived in. And she appreciated every minute that she was in this country because she thought she was safe. She recognized, as so many people who escape hell holes and come to this country the right way, as they recognize that America is the best place in the entire world to thrive, to be happy. Our founding documents say it. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. You see, she didn't take for granted all of the wonderful things that this country has to offer people. She didn't take for granted how many people have died to protect the rights that we have now and the freedom that we have. She recognized that every day that she was here in her short time. Yet, we have people hell-bent on convincing millions of people that this country is rotten, that we're the worst country. Our system is awful. The deck is stacked against people who are not white. We have our so-called leaders, so many of them, all of them on the left, poisoning people's minds against this country because they hate this country and they want to tear it down. But you get somebody like her over here, and she's got a fresh set of eyes on it. Her young 23-year-old eyes have gazed at America from afar and thought, if I could ever get there, I don't know what trouble would be like. But she gets here and she runs across a maniac who, because of the rotten people in our society who have taught so many people that this country is bad, she runs into somebody who's angry, demented, twisted. And her life goes from being happy to being over. Just like that. That's why it's so infuriating to people who do recognize the greatness of this country. It's so infuriating to us to hear people who don't appreciate it. And to see people who come into this country and then try to change the way it is. Like your Rohan Mamdanis of the world. Like Ilhan Omar. They come to this country because they know it's the best. They know it's way better than the hellhole that they grew up in, but yet they want to come here and take it over and ruin it for their own personal gain. Are we going to let it happen? I mean, I think every one of us could take a step back and try to look at this country the way this young lady did. And say, we'll be damned if somebody's going to change it now. All these Democrats, these Marxists, these just vile communists that are hell-bent on tearing this country apart, they can go to hell. We can't let them do it. We cannot let them continue to divide us. We can't let them continue to be the derelicts that they are. These rotten, no good, black-hearted creeps. We've got to get more people in power who have the courage to stand up to them and say, no more. We're going back to common sense. We're going back to the ideas that made this country great to begin with, and we're going to prosper again. We're going to be free again. We're not catering to people who want to take our freedom away from us. Go kick rocks, you piece of crap, you. All of y'all. That's what we need. And if anybody is not willing to do that, they don't deserve our votes. I don't want to hear Republicans stand up. It makes me sick to hear a Republican stand up and say some Democrat catchphrase. We can't arrest our way out of a crime problem. We can't arrest our way out of mental health problems. Shut your liberal mouth. Even if you are a Republican, you sound like a weaselly liberal saying crap like that. You go pound sand too. Somebody needs to replace you in office. Somebody that's got some cojones. Disgusting. Ugh. Hang on, more coming up.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hey y'all. Hi friends. Thank you so much for being there. I love getting together with my 11 friends every night. You know, I've got plenty of room if y'all want to invite some more people to the party. Got plenty of room on these old airwaves of WBT. We can have more than 11 listeners online at one time. It's okay. Okay, I have another story that is it's pretty heart-wrenching, devastating, and all that. But before we get to that, a little, shall we say, comedic relief. There is a reporter in Dallas, Texas. And she's just adorable, y'all. She's just this adorable young woman. And bless her heart, she just can't get it together when she's trying to do this report. It's live. She's on location. And she just, you know, ran into a little bit of a, I don't know whether you would call it. Let's just say her brain skipped a little bit. Okay, listen.
The 54-year-old suspect is still in the Dallas County Jail this evening with a $250,000 bond. The suspect told police in an interview.
It just kept getting worse.
Now, you played baseball, right, Isaac?
I did.
Okay, so that reminded me of, you know, when you get hit a ground ball and you miss it and then you keep trying to pick it up and you keep trying to hurry, you can still get the runner and then you kick it or you hit it with your glove and you have to keep chasing and somebody yells, get a stick and kill it.
Kill it with a stick.
Yeah, that's what that reminds me of. She's just trying to kill that with a stick and start over.
A $250,000 bond. Oh, sorry, guys.
Man. And, you know, the live TV, that's something. Well, and radio, for that matter. But then again, you know, I always look at what we do on the radio as being more difficult than what they do on TV in the, you know, in the news reporting and all that, for the most part. The performance part of it, you know what I'm saying? And I learned that very early on in my career. But then again, I shouldn't say that because I think probably if I had to do what they do on a solid newscast, it would be harder for me to do. But if I had gone to college for it like they have and I've been training for it, I'd probably smoke it. But we were doing a Children's Miracle Network telethon in Alexandria, Louisiana in the early 90s. Now, that's where my partner, my deceased partner, Ace, and I, it's where we started. That's where we first became a morning show together. And so the NBC affiliate, KALB TV5, was the host station for the Children's Miracle Network Telethon. And they asked us to partner with them. So Ace and I went, and we were co-hosts with it. They would throw it to the radio guys, you know. Well, they were expecting us just to be zany and all that. But we also were serious. You know, we were making jokes and things like that. But, I mean, we're doing a telethon for chronically disabled kids and stuff. So we would get serious with some of the things. And we were touching hearts and making phones ring, you know. And then they would get to the point where it would need to be stretch time. You know, keep going. We got to fill this time. And then the director ended up figuring out, hey, the radio guys are better at that part than the TV people are. So he kept throwing it to us because, you know, the TV people were more used to, you know, having things in front of them to read and things like that. So, yeah, it would be difficult. And that's why when Vince Coakley started doing talk radio, you know, from being an anchor and all that, I mean, I was surprised that he was as good at it as he is. I mean, because, you know, from the beginning he was. Because most of the time they're not used to long form speeches and things. But TV people have always been jealous of radio people. Let's just face it. Because we're cool. We get to wear what we want to wear. You know, not all stuffy and everything. We're not liberal.
Yeah, Mom.
I'm kidding. Our neighbors down the hall at WBTV, I'm sure everybody I've run into from there is nice. They've always been nice to me as a professional in this town, you know, helping promote charitable events that we were doing and things like that. I'm just joshing. Just kidding. Or am I? even though they're not as friendly as they used to be, you know, and I attribute that to the ones that, like that young lady that we saw in the parking lot the other night, Isaac,
yep.
That really pretty one in that fancy car. She must just not know that I am that TJ, you know.
Has to be.
Or she would have said more than hi and then rushed into her car and locked the door.
Maybe she was going to get a pen and some paper. We just left it, so.
Yeah. Trying to get her phone out of there to ask for a picture.
Mm.
Maybe. Okay. So that other serious story that we have to cover, we'll do that in the last segment. Coming up next.
The TJ Ritchie Show. He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince.
Yep.
It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Woo. We have been lit up tonight on that text line. Thank you so much. So many. You know, focus on the ones that are bad, insulting, and that sort of thing. Because I mean, it adds content to the show and drama and all that. But there are a lot of nice ones, and I just want all of you to know I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. But I'm always reluctant to read the nice ones because I don't want to make it seem like I'm bragging. You know, doing any of that kind of stuff. But I just want you to know I appreciate it, and I try to respond to as many of them as I can. But if I don't respond personally to yours, it's just because I'm overwhelmed and I don't want you to think I don't appreciate it, but I do. Now, I hate to leave with this story, but I want to go ahead and get this out there because I would like to not have to come in tomorrow and be, you know, wall-to-wall serious stuff. I mean, I'm not in control of that, though, really. I just have to go where my head takes me. And this may not be a good way to be if I want to establish, you know, talk radio as my career, you know, news talk radio. This may not be good for that, but I'm going to tell you the truth when I come in here. That's the way I've always been, you know, even doing a top 40 style radio show like I've always done. I've always wanted to be the type of person that would let you know exactly how I feel, what I think, and how I see situations. If you don't like it, you don't believe it, you know, that's for you to decide. But I don't like using the term passionate. I'm passionate about something. But when I see something that is, I love this country. I love this country. I love this city. And I just hate when people are bound and determined to ruin things. When people are bound and determined to ruin a good thing. And there's never been a better thing outside of, in my belief, Jesus Christ and God. There's never been a better thing in this world than the United States of America and the way it was founded on the principles of freedom and liberty. And it infuriates me when people try to rip it apart. I'm not going to come on here and just say things that I'm trying to be edgy or anything like that to get a rise out of you or because I think I'm supposed to do this or that. And that was what actually drew me to this position with the people who are in charge of WBT, is that we were on the same page of wanting something different for this time slot. Not wanting a, you know, what you would traditionally think of for a talk radio show. And it's my goal for there to be no other show like it. Even though I'm just a little piddling, you know, low man on the totem pole at this radio station, I want my show to be different than everybody else's. Now, that may be a bad decision, is what I was getting at to begin with. That may be a bad decision. But it's the only way I know. So this story ripped me up today, just like the other stuff that I've been seeing in the news, and I want to share it with you. It is from Fayette County, Pennsylvania. Two people are facing charges after five children were found inside a room Pennsylvania State Police described as a dungeon. James Call Jr., 65, and Carly Call, 40, of Fairbank, Pennsylvania, were charged with felony charges of endangering the welfare of children and aggravated assault. This is what the court records show. The children ranged in age ages from 5 to 14 years old. They were found living in a deplorable conditions. According to the criminal report, state police didn't see any beds. The windows were boarded up. Feces were found on the bedroom walls, and there was limited clothing and food. The children's bedroom door was locked from the outside, trapping the victims inside throughout the day and night, investigators explained. Deadbolt locks, were on the outside of the door, and there was no handle on the inside, so the children couldn't escape. State police said in court documents, this room functioned as a dungeon. There were also video cameras allegedly hardwired to the room. They had to get a removal order to get the children out of the home because the guy, James, allegedly told troopers and their social workers that he wasn't removing the locks. Once the children were rescued from the room, they were turned over to the social services. Troopers said the children told them during interviews how James would allegedly force Carly. Now, remember, Carly is the, I guess, the wife. He would force Carly to use a stun gun on one of the children as punishment. Also, troopers said they were told how James allegedly smoked marijuana all day and never took care of the children. When a search warrant was served Wednesday, the complaint shows that troopers found a, quote, Jolt self-defense stun gun, a replica pistol, a video surveillance camera, drugs, and paraphernalia. The couple was arraigned, taken to Fayette County Prison. Their bail was denied for both. That's good. And they await preliminary hearings, which will be scheduled on the 17th of September. How rotten do you have to be to do this to children? I'm assuming their children. They show the guy, they're leading him out of the courtroom. He's wearing Christmas pajama pants. He's fat, disgusting, dirty looking. Looks like he's wearing an extra medium shirt, just clinging to his big fat belly. She comes out behind him looking like trash. And these poor kids. I say if they're found guilty of these heinous crimes, I don't know how they wouldn't be deserving of the death penalty. I really don't. I mean, just, you talk about evil. Got the kids trapped in a room. You got surveillance cameras on them. Punishment is to stun them with a stun gun. Living in squalor. Ugh. I'm telling you, we have evil among us. All right. So thanks for listening tonight. Again, I appreciate it. And let's hope that there is better news out there tomorrow that we can clown around with. Although, like I said, we'll do what we got. You know, we'll do what we have. Thank you for making this the most listened to news talk show in all of the room. You can't hide success, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Levin's up next. Remember, God loves you and ain't nothing you can do about it. See you tomorrow.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.